Can any of you, by worrying at a single moment to your lifespan, that question cuts to the heart, doesn't it? I notice in my life that anxiety and worry are often present. But I think in our culture, this is a steadily growing problem. Perhaps it's related to 9/11, and after that day, so many no longer feeling safe. And I think there's a whole generation of children who are being raised out of that mentality. Think of my nephew. He was the first child. I noticed he was very protected by his parents. One day he was on the third step up, and he must have been 3 or 4 years old, and he said to me, "Uncle Dave, if I jump down, I could really hurt myself." I looked at him with shock. This was an unnatural thought for a young boy to have. So I simply said, "No, jump." I'm happy to say that the next 4 children have become progressively less anxious about such things in that family. But anxiety and worry have become a real staple, a mainstay of our American life. It is not healthy. Now, some people will take a look at religion as an escape from anxiety, as a type of insurance policy. God's the great insurance salesman in the sky. This is a very impoverished vision of religion, because our religion is really about our relationship with God. And when we're honest, we'll find that anxiety often reaches into our spiritual lives, even when we have God in our life. So I would like to take a minute tonight to explore that thought. Where does anxiety creep into our spiritual lives? There are certainly different forms of anxiety and worry that impact our spiritual lives. We all have trust issues. How can I trust someone that I can't have 100% certainty that he even hears me or cares about me? We often have issues of confidence. I'm afraid that I'm not good enough to answer God's call or to do what He's asking of me. We worry constantly about things that are beyond our control. Why won't God answer my son's prayer to get a job? Why won't my daughter take her family to Mass? Now, one of the anxieties that many people face on a spiritual level is regarding forgiveness. Many people fear that they can never be forgiven, or they are anxious because they don't feel certain that they are forgiven. How can I know for sure? I'd like to bring in a very specific example here to help. People might hear our first reading about a mother's tenderness for the child of her womb and how a mother could never forget her infant. This may stir up in some people a memory. For many, a very good memory. For others, perhaps a very bad memory of a choice they made or were forced to make or strongly persuaded into making, or where they thought they had no other option. Talking about abortion, did you know that more than 1 in 4 women in our country between the ages of 20 and 65 have been down this road? And studies show that many of these beloved daughters of God suffer physically and psychologically from these often traumatic events. Many struggle with anxiety. Many find it difficult to enter into real intimate relationships throughout life. Because of this, they feel their relationship with God to be weak. They feel Him to be very distant. The relationship stays on the surface. And many will doubt that they could ever be forgiven. How could God ever forgive me for this? How could I ever be sure that God still loves me? To the women who find themselves in this situation, God does indeed love you more than you could ever know. His heart is tirelessly seeking you. His great desire is not only for you to be forgiven, but healed of your wounds, to restore you to that beautiful dignity of a daughter of God, the strength and the confidence to begin again to live according to God's grace. And the church has a beautiful ministry to help you in this healing. It's called Project Rachel. In the Old Testament, Rachel wept for her children, and we believe that she continues to help those mothers who weep over their children. The church wants to guide you through this process of healing so that you can leave that anxiety behind and know with every fiber of your being that you are forgiven and you are loved. Doesn't matter how long ago this was, many carry deep wounds that still need to be healed. And I have had the privilege of seeing firsthand the beautiful transformation, healing, and strength that God can give. He so desperately wants to give these gifts because He loves you. So, type Project Rachel into your Google and go from there. For men too, who may have cooperated in an abortion or pressured someone into one, there can also be a very deep wound. Jesus desires for you to repent as well, to turn away from that sin, not turning to anger or self-hatred or despair, but to God's love and mercy. That same anxiety and worry, can God forgive me? You can and must place that worry right into His hands and let Him show you the type of healing and strength that only He can bring about. So the website for the men is Fatherhood Forever. So please share this information with somebody who needs it. The church and God so greatly desire to extend God's gift of forgiveness. So that's one example, and a very heavy one, I know, but it's a very real one. And I think that we all have things in our lives that cause us anxiety on a spiritual level. If I'm trying to do everything right, why doesn't God answer my prayers? Is He punishing me? I hear that. Those kinds of thoughts. Might be some sin or some doubt, some dark secret place in our hearts where we hope God will never enter. We are afraid that He might go there. Or we are afraid that He might ask us to give something to Him. We're afraid that something we're hiding or something we're clinging to might be demanded of us to give to Him. We often live with the worry that if we truly offer our lives to God, we will be disappointed. So many ways we might experience this anxiety in our spiritual lives. And so what do we do instead? We fill our lives with other things. We take on other masters. We seek wealth or the approval of others. We seek pleasure or recognition. We seek to be better than others in something that will make us stand out. We devise all sorts of plans. We grasp at having control in our lives. All of these things because we are anxious about what really matters. We aren't certain if we can trust God. And yet we know from bitter experience that we cannot serve two masters. We will be devoted to one and despise the other. When we are serving some other master, we can even secretly begin to hate God for demanding that we change our hearts. We hate the one who loves us the most. And to this, what does Jesus say? Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. In other words, if we seek God and His will first, above all things, then the rest will fall into its proper order. We'll be able to use our wealth according to His will, for His sake. We'll be able to use our skills and talents in the same way. We will be able to face the anxieties of our spiritual lives with serenity and confidence. We will seek not to heal our own wounds, a task which we fail in time and again, but we will seek His healing. We will place our worries and cares into His hands. Let's remember the purpose of Isaiah's beautiful prophecy, the image of the mother and child. The most natural of bonds of affection is that of the mother and her infant. We see it and we are just drawn in by the beauty of mother and child. I've seen fathers who, once they accept the fact that the newborn doesn't care at all for them, I've seen them just stand in awe and be overjoyed by the tenderness of a mother and child. And God says, as natural as that bond is, even more so is my love and affection for you. I created you. I know you more intimately than your mother, who carried you in her womb. I love you more profoundly than the most powerful love on earth. Even if a mother could forget her child, I could never forget you. I would never abandon you. I will never stop loving you. As an infant in the arms of a mother, spiritually that's meant to be us in the embrace of God. There's no room there for anxiety. There's nothing for the infant to worry about. We are provided for. We are safe in His arms. We are loved.